It's been exciting for us to share with you our special series in honor of Women's History Month. And frankly, honoring women and the vast number who have made amazing contributions to literature and culture should be a timeless endeavor. The following story is an adaptation of a tale by Charlotte Riddell, The Open Door. It was taped live in New York City on February 25th, 2018. And now, our final installment from The Female of the Species. Weird Stories, a somewhat obscure but magnificent collection of ghostly supernatural tales by Mrs. Charlotte Riddell, was published in 1882. Our next contributor, Gabriela Miarez, got a hold of this book, and one story especially stood out, or shall I say screamed out, to be adapted as a radio play, a tale called The Open Door. The Open Door makes its audio drama debut this evening.
Fryer and Partners Real Estate. This is Jackie speaking. How may I help you? Of course, I'll be sure to pass that along to Mr. Fryer. All right, goodbye.
God.
What happened?
You, Phil. You. Every time you sigh, the phone rings.
Is it 5 o'clock yet?
It's not even 2. Fryer and Partners Real Estate. Yes. Oh, that should go to Elm Street 221. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Do you ever do any work around here?
I put in the work to look like I'm working.
You can answer the phone every once in a while.
I scare the clients away.
Or do the filing more than once a month.
Maybe if I got paid more.
You're making more than me. Try being a woman in this crazy town.
No thanks.
You know, I might know a way for you to make a quick buck.
Yeah?
Oh, see, now that's the most lively I've seen you in weeks.
Cash, you were saying?
All right, so you know Jim Carrison?
Only one of the wealthiest businessmen in the city.
He's also one of our clients. We set him up with a property up in that tiny river town, Meadows. Huge mansion called Ladlow Hall. The Ladlows asked us to lease it out for them. Beautiful spot. Carrison signed an extended lease with us for thousands, moved in and moved out almost immediately. Says he can't live there.
Why?
A door that won't keep shut.
What?
Or I guess you could think of it as a door that will keep open.
You're joking. Why won't it close?
Carrison says it's haunted.
Nonsense.
Then you're perfect for the job.
What job?
Word is, Fryer will pay $250 to whomever can keep that door shut.
$250?
Okay, don't have a heart attack, Billy boy. And I'm out for the day. Working girl never sleeps, you know.
$250? What I could do with that? Wait, that's not much for the boss man, really. Jackie said Carrison's spending thousands on the rent.
Fred, is that you making that infernal racket?
What was that?
No idea. Sir?
Yes, Fred?
It's Phil.
That's what I said. How can I help you?
I heard you have a little mystery on your hands.
If you're referring to the rumors about my wife...
No. I haven't heard anything about that.
Ah, good. Because, of course, why would there be rumors about my wife?
It's about Ladlow Hall, Carrison's new place.
The open door.
The very one.
You know, Bill, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never heard anything like it in all my 52 years. I mean, 45.
I may not look it, but I'm pretty brave, sir.
Wait. You...
I'm an only child, so I'm used to lonely houses.
It's more than a house. It's a mansion.
Same difference.
And ghosts.
Don't believe in them.
Well, I must say I don't mind your trying. If you can stay there a week, and by the end of the week you can keep that infernal door shut, locked, bolted, glued, or nailed up, you send me a telegram and I'll be there straight away with your compensation.
And what is the compensation, sir?
Oh, no small sum, my boy. 250 big ones.
May I ask one thing?
Would you like to bring a companion along? Maybe a lady friend? That can be arranged.
No, sir. I just thought, well, curing a ghost infestation is no easy business. I think I ought to get more than $250 for it.
How much more do you think you ought to have?
Well, if Mr. Carrison's problems are solved, perhaps he wouldn't mind giving me an extra 500.
How long you been with us now, Bill?
Phil, 11 months tomorrow.
And our arrangement was, I think, quarterly pay with a month's notice on either side?
Yes, sir.
Then you will please take your notice now. Come in before you leave, I'll pay you what I owe you, and that's all.
But I don't understand.
I do, and that's enough. You think I don't realize that Jackie does 90% of the work around this office? I've had enough of your sighs and your airs and your tapping pens. Any poor devil would have been glad to earn $250 extra.
You mean you're really firing?
I expect to hear no more from you. You think you're too good for a clerk's job and a clerk's pay? Then work harder to get something else, or emigrate to Canada. Here, I'll count out your pay now. Now please collect your things. Here you are.
Thank you.
Go, and leave your key.
Hello, my darling.
Done with work already?
Yes, I thought I'd stop by.
I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow, remember? To try that new restaurant down
in... That's why I'm here, actually. I can't make it tomorrow.
But why on earth not?
I've got another job.
You're not at Friars anymore?
It's an extra job outside of Friars.
Oh.
I have to travel for it, you see.
Like a salesman?
Not quite.
Then what?
I've been called upon to... disperse some spirits.
You're a bartender?
No, darling, not those kind of spirits, the supernatural kind. A client has a house he says is haunted.
And you're gonna get the ghost.
That's the plan.
Oh, Philly, it sounds terribly dangerous. Let me go with you. Just tell me where to meet you tomorrow and I'll pack a bag.
Well, you see, not all of the arrangements have been made yet.
All right, well, I can...
Darling, you're not allowed to come.
What?
You might scare away the ghost.
How?
Well, you see, I hear he's rather intimidated by beautiful young women.
Oh, you. All right. Well, just wait here. I'll be back in a tick.
My God, that thing is massive.
It was Father's favorite rifle. I do hope you won't have to use it. Oh, Philly.
Patty, love, don't worry.
This is just so unlike you. I've never seen you like this before, but I like it.
Oh.
Oh, give that ghost hell, Lovekins.
I will, my little wugmupple.
Yes, who is it?
My name's Phil Bowers. I'm here to see Mr. Carrison.
Phil Bowers?
Yes. Jackie?
Phil, what on earth are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I work here.
But you work at Friars.
8 to 2 at Friars, 2 to 8 at Carrison's.
Are you insane?
I'm saving for a motorbike, all right? Now listen, why are you here? Carrison's very busy. Wait, is that a gun?
Oh, let me just put that down. I asked Friar about the ghost job.
And?
He fired me.
What?
I asked for 500.
Five?
Extra.
Well.
I really need the money. I thought Carrison might hire me directly.
No.
Why not?
He's very particular about his hires.
Come on.
Look, Phil, I know you. You're lazy. You're no ghost hunter. I don't wish you ill, but go home.
I demand to see
Shut
Mr.
Shut up. What are you doing?
What is all of this noise about?
I am so sorry, Mr. Carrison.
I won't leave until I've seen Mr. Carrison.
Well, then you can leave now.
Oh.
But I'm intrigued, young man. What is it you wanted to see me about?
If it's not too inconvenient, sir, I wanted to speak to you about Ladlow Hall.
Ladlow Hall? And what have you got to say about it?
That is what I wanted to tell you, sir.
Hmm. Come this way, then.
I won't take up much of your time, Mr. Carrison. The long and short of it is, I heard of the problems with Ladlow Hall today from my employer, Mr. Friar. I mean, former employer.
Former?
I told him I could... be of some assistance in closing your door. He named a price, and I said I thought it could be higher, and he disagreed.
I see. How much?
I asked for 500.
Five?
Plus 250, so 750.
My word.
I could be of great help to you, sir. I'm used to lonely old houses, and nothing scares me, really. I don't believe in ghosts.
How much was Fryer paying you?
150 a month.
More than you're worth, I'd guess.
Mr. Fryer seemed to agree, sir.
You don't like desk work?
Not much, sir.
What are you good at, then?
Well, I suppose I'm not bad at waiting.
Waiting? You barged in here.
You're right, sir.
Perhaps you should get a new start somewhere.
Mr. Fryer said I could try Canada.
Canada. Well, that lovely house is standing there perfectly empty. I can't back out of my agreement with Fryer, and no one will take it off my hands. What do I have to lose?
I'll shut that door, sir.
Shut your mouth for a moment first, son. Other, more qualified mystery solvers have tried before you and failed, so I'm not holding my breath. But it'll be good fun to have you try at any rate. I will cover your expenses for 1 week. Reasonable expenses. If at the end of that time you've succeeded, I will pay you the amount you asked for.
Oh, thank you, sir. You won't be disappointed.
Here, hand this to Jackie on your way out, and she'll give you all you need. You can start tomorrow.
My God, how do these country folk do it? If I had to walk much longer, I might drop dead. Oh, here comes someone. Excuse me, sir. Sir. Excuse me, how much longer to Ladlow Hall?
That's it. Up on the far hill. It's about 2 miles yet.
You mean to tell me I've only walked 1 mile?
No one lives there now, you know.
I'm well aware, thanks.
If you're in need of a pick-me-up, the lodge just down there has a small bar. Food as well.
That's the best news I've had all day. Thank you, mister.
You're welcome.
Welcome, welcome. What can I get for you?
Your coldest beverage, please.
That'd be a bottle of lemonade.
Your coldest beer, then.
Sure thing. So, what brings you around here in such a state?
I've been walking to Ladlow Hall.
Ladlow Hall?
The very same.
And what on earth would you want with that horrible place?
I've taken a job there.
But no one lives there.
So I've been told.
You're not here for the ghost, are you?
Ghost?
There's a door that won't shut up at the hall. We figure something spooky's going on.
I don't believe in ghosts, but I've come to shut the door.
What makes you so sure you can?
Well, I'm determined.
So were the others. They all ended up here drinking away their defeat.
Well, I'll be toasting to victory.
Carrison hire you?
He did.
Well, you'd be staying here then, like the others.
I thought I'd stay at the hall.
By yourself?
Yes.
You shouldn't.
I can't see why not.
You ever been there before?
No.
Well, there's no furniture left inside. Carrison took it all out when the door business started. Let me grab a blanket and pillow for you and I'll walk you over.
There's no need.
What's your name, son?
Phil.
Phil? I saw the looks on their faces after they faced that thing, whatever it is. I'm just trying to help.
All right. Thank you.
Evelyn. Evelyn Matthews. Lived in this tiny town my whole life. My mother used to be a parlor maid at Ladlow Hall, so I'm just about the best tour guide you're likely to get.
Well, Evelyn, it appears my glass is empty, so I'm ready whenever you are.
Here we are. Carrison gave me a key when he left in case of any emergencies. I'll lend it to you as long as you're here.
That was quite a driveway.
Well, if you lived here, you'd get used to it.
My God, it's magnificent.
It was even more splendid in the old days, if you can imagine it. The last tenant and his wife didn't keep it up so nicely.
What happened?
Well, some say money troubles, others say marriage troubles. I say that sounds like one and the same. So, yeah, there's two stories, the main stair and the smaller staircases midway down the hallways.
Is this real marble?
Yeah, Mother used to polish it until it shined.
I've never seen so many doors in my life.
The place is full of rooms. Bedrooms, drawing rooms, coal cellars, larders, powder rooms.
But which door is it? Which door? There's plenty of open ones.
I don't know.
You never asked?
They never said. You brought shot for that rifle?
Yes.
All right.
Did go right through a ghost, though.
Yeah, well, good luck. Lock the door behind me.
So here we are. Phil Bowers versus the Doors, evening one. I'll just shut them all as a beginning. Okay. And now, the upstairs. I'll be nothing if not thorough. If only Patty were here. I mean, she'd be impressed with my efforts. No furniture, but there's wardrobes. Oh, they're built into the walls, just like the cupboards. And all locked. My God, look at that view. Imagine being so superstitious you'd abandon all this for one little open door. I'd just leave it open if it were up to me. And, well, that should do them. What the? Downstairs, wait. Hello? Who's there? Hello? Well, it looks like it's you then. You're the open door. What's behind you? Fireplace? Empty bookcases? Another cupboard? Locked fast like the rest. Someone even took the trouble to fix a bolt on you. Let's see if that helps. I'll just go fetch my things. My God, how did... I bolted you. Stay open, then. I won't bother with you anymore tonight. Who is it?
Mail delivery.
Coming.
Phil Bowers, you ordered a hammer and nails and some bear traps?
Oh, yes. Come in. Please. Excuse my appearance.
Heard you've been here for a couple of days now. You by yourself?
Hmm?
You're a game one. I've got some letters for you.
Letters? Thanks very much.
Yeah, you look glad to see them, I guess.
You'd feel the same. 2 days in here continually facing your own failure.
It keeps opening.
There it is, down the hall.
Open, I see.
I closed it before bed. Yesterday, I sat and watched the confounded thing straight for 10 straight hours. But a man has to eat, so I went down to the lodge, and when I returned, there it was, mocking me.
Strange indeed.
And the rifle I brought, it was wet.
Wet?
As if someone had touched it with damp hands.
My word.
I should just give up the whole thing.
Hey, care for a little fresh air. It's a gorgeous morning, and you look like you could use it.
You know, why not? Let me just set this up. There. Let's go. I still don't know how you folks walk so briskly.
You get used to it. Folks back home worried about you.
The only person who cares about me in the whole world is Patty.
Patty's your girl?
Yep.
Well, it's been good getting to know you. We get a little starved for company now and then.
I'd imagine.
He's aging quickly.
Who?
Mr. Ludlow.
Of the Ludlow Hall Ludlows?
The very same.
But I met him on the road my first day here. I mean, he never mentioned it.
He tends not to. But he certainly seems interested in you, my boy. I'll leave you to him. You watch yourself.
Hello there.
Mr. Ludlow.
Phil Bowers, isn't it? I hear you're the latest visitor to the old place. What do you think of it?
It's lovely.
I'm not fishing for compliments, my boy. I want to know what you're facing up there.
The door won't shut.
And what have you tried?
Everything I could possibly think of, sir. Shut it, bolted it, washed it for hours on end. I even nailed it shut just now. I can't imagine anyone would have gotten into the house to be opening it.
Are you frightened?
If they were just set on harming me, they could have done so long ago. I just want to close the blasted thing.
You must be well qualified if Carrison sent you.
Sir, I'm as far from qualified as they get. I'm stubborn, sure, but that door has me beat.
You know, when I let the place, I wasn't aware of any of these things happening. I just couldn't see myself living in the place where my Uncle Arthur was murdered.
Murdered?
Yes, in cold blood. Just sitting in his chair. And the killer was never discovered. First, many believe that I did it. Many still do.
But you didn't, sir, did you?
I would never have laid a hand on my uncle. He was like a father to me. We didn't always see eye to eye, that's for sure. But I loved him. He disinherited me at the request of his young wife. But I was more disappointed than angry. They were never right for one another.
I heard they fought.
Endlessly. She left more than a few claw marks on him when they rowed. Finally, he resolved to divorce her and put the inheritance in my name again. He told me so over an evening drink at the lodge. The next morning, the whole house was awakened by a fearful scream. His final cry, stabbed in the neck from behind.
My God!
He was in the middle of writing a letter to me, as it turned out. The lines he'd managed to write told me I'd find he'd changed his will. But he didn't get far enough to tell me where he'd sealed it up.
Well, was it ever found?
No. His lawyers confirmed changes had been made, but we had no proof. His wife walked away with everything except the house. My lawyers are still disputing the matter, but I fear I won't be able to pay them much longer. Not without a tenant. I do hope you or someone will... I don't want to lose it, you see. It's all I have of him now.
I'm going back this instant, Mr. Ladlow. I'll find a way to shut that door, so help me.
That's a good lad. Just one last thing, my boy. Any food you consume, buy it yourself. And only take water from the pump in the stable yard.
Certainly, sir.
Tomorrow I must travel on business. But I'm very glad to have met you. Do be careful.
Six whole days, and no luck. A misplaced chair, a path in the dust, paper scattered, clothes moved, and the confounded thing open. If that doesn't do it, then I don't even know. Who are you? What do you want? Patty, if you saw me now, you'd really want me home. Or you'd want to break things off. I can't even decide which. It's so warm. Ah, that's much better. What's this? For Phil Bowers, with our compliments. What a lovely basket. Oh, what an angel that Evelyn is. I've been dying of hunger since yesterday. This peach looks perfect. I need a napkin. Oh, how on... The steak snapped in two. How are you? Open door.
Hello, Mail's here.
Help.
Phil? What? It's a miracle you stopped at the first peach. The whole lot smells poisoned.
I thought it was from Evelyn at the lodge.
The card's not signed.
No, I guess it isn't.
Well, here's a bottle of the medicine I gave you. Should I sit with you for a while?
I still can't believe you're the postman and the doctor.
It's a small place. I do all the deliveries. Look, Phil, can you think of anyone that would have done this?
Wait, Ladlow warned me.
Ladlow?
He told me to be careful with my food.
Maybe you should ask him about this then. In the meantime, get plenty of fresh air. Leave the windows open. You're sure you'll spend tonight here?
Yes.
You could stay with me.
I'm staying here.
All right then. You're a brave one, son. Good night.
It's just you and me and the shadows. Wait, please.
Take your hands off of me.
Who are you?
Nobody.
Let me see your face.
No.
It's all right. Don't be shy. Just let me.
I said let go.
Ow, you bit me. Ow. Hey, you, come back here.
I told you not to touch.
I don't want to hurt you.
Oh, coward.
Stop. My God, you're strong. I don't want to do my finger! God!
Stupid!
No! 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 Don't!
Childish coward! Where is it?
Lee! Get away from there! Stop!
I will not stop until I have it!
It's not yours!
There he is!
Phil? Phil!
Maddox!
Dear God, you're covered in blood!
Phil, my boy, what on earth? Who did this to you?
The door. The door.
The door attacked you?
Oh, she did.
Who is she?
She opened the door.
Who?
In the cabinet.
Who, Phil?
There was a man, but not a man. When I really looked, the moon was shining right through him. I could see right through him.
Oh, you're not well.
He looked right at me. After she... Ladlo!
Yes, I'm right here.
Arthur. We saw Arthur.
The cabinet.
Oh, my. The will. Finally, the will. It's yours.
It's mine.
Phil, who is she? Who did this to you?
There's only one woman it could be, and I saw her on the road earlier this morning. Bags packed. Now I know why.
Gone?
Yes.
Don't worry about that. You just focus on getting well. God, you look terrible. We'll need to stitch you up and splint that finger. But you'll come through this just fine.
And that woman will rot in hell.
I'll contact Carrison as soon as I can. Tell him you finally cracked it.
And Patty.
Yes, yes. Well, you'll need a nursemaid for a few days. You think she'll do?
Oh, yes.
Phil, I can't say how sorry I am. If you should like to live here for a few weeks to recover, I will pay any expense.
Thank you, sir, but please, just get me out of this place.
All right. We've got you. Small steps.
Wait. There.
Shivering fits. peace. Says there ain't nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of feedback, and I'll make a man out of you. I'm a woman, I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. I'll say it, I'll say it, I'll say it, I'll say it again.
And that was The Open Door. Phil Bowers was played by Michael Pate. Jackie was played by Casey LaForest. Fryer was played by James Reeser. Mr. Carrison was played by Alan LaForest. Patty was played by Rashmi Singh. Mr. Ladlow was played by James Kleinman. Dr. Mattox was played by David Linton. Mrs. Ladlow was played by Lauren Elder. And the part of Evelyn was played by me, Ali Silva. The song I'm a Woman was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. It was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Brad Whiteley. The Open Door was adapted by Gabriella Miarez from the Charlotte Riddell short story of the same name. It was directed by Holly Payne Strange. The Female of the Species was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Brad Whiteley. Our sound effects engineer was Sean Haggerty. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Did you know that an easy rating and review on Apple Podcasts is not just a nice sentiment, it also helps to raise our visibility and gives us much-needed support. Other easy ways to support? Subscribe! Like us on Facebook. We can be fun to follow on Instagram and Twitter, where our handle is @FiresideMystery. So there's swag, and then there's swag. We've got swag for days at FiresideMysteryTheater.com/merch. How good would you look in an official Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt or hoodie? Cuddle up with an FMT throw pillow, place a handy FMT tote bag on your shoulder. All of these things and more can be purchased from our merch store, FiresideMysteryTheater.com/merch. We'll keep you posted on upcoming sales. The saga in our little Long Island town continues on Sunday, April 29th at 5 p.m. You won't want to miss Sunken Harbor, the Strawberry Festival. If you live in or plan on visiting the New York City area, then you have a chance to experience a grand old time at our live Fireside Mystery Theater show performed at the fabulous Slipper Room. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. If you've ever wanted to find out more about the amazing history of the birth of radio and its golden age, you really need to check out the Breaking Walls podcast. Our buddy James Scully is an old-time radio historian and the host and creator of Breaking Walls. He is a font of knowledge and presents the history with clips of interviews and moments from shows that illuminate a fascinating picture of the past. A past that has directly influenced and inspired what we do with Fireside Mystery Theater. We suggest you subscribe to Breaking Walls wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next, episodes from our most recent live show, The Secret Files of Nellie Bly. Tune in as we weave through fact and fiction in tribute to a pioneer of investigative journalism and great lady of letters and adventure. This is your own Ali Silva. Remember, hell hath no fury like the fate of one who refuses to mind the shadows.